Yeah, Men at Work Down Under here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, 13th of August. It is, of course, Friday's Eve. That's how we do it around these parts, Friday's Eve.
Hey, what's story and all? How's
what is your story indeed?
I don't think there is one, which I suppose is good news.
Yeah, not bad at all. Everything in working order, everything going according to plan.
Except I just almost forgot that I had me little microphone cover, me little...
Yeah.
What's it called? Your miff muff or something like that.
Yeah, that's the technical term for it, all right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I forgot me miff muff.
Your pop shield, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, that's a very elaborate name. Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called, your pop shield.
I'm going to stick with miff muff. If you don't mind, I think so.
For you, it can be anything you want.
See, right.
Right, listen, I tell you something. We're not going to dilly-dally, right?
Oh, right, okay.
Because on the birthdays today, right... This is as close as you'll ever get to absolute nap. You know, nap in a horse race, it's nailed on, it's guaranteed.
Is that what that
can't
I
lose.
Never knew what nap meant when I saw it or heard it.
Yeah, well, this is it for you. Literally, I tell you something. God. You cannot lose on the birthdays this morning.
I never have a chat. Whenever you say this, I never
know. Oh, no, but this, I mean, there's two significant birthdays in it.
Okay, yeah.
Both of them really well known. I mean, it's just absolutely nailed on, PJ. Nailed on. If I was you, I'd get your money ready to be buying some cake.
My money ready?
Yeah, as I say, nailed on.
I'm supposed to win.
You probably want to make your way to the shop now, actually. Yeah, Maria here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 12 minutes past 6 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks so much for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, we'll try and give you a shout out back at some stage through the course of the morning. But we always get them, so don't fear, even if we don't get a chance to say hello in person on the airwaves. We always get to see them, always much appreciated. Right, almost 12 and a half minutes past 6. Are you ready for this now? Ready for your big moment to shine?
I think so.
I've gotten the dramatic music standing by. So confident am I.
Well, okay, this is unbelievable. I've never seen you have so much faith in me before.
So we've got, this is what we have for you, right? We've got two sports people. We've got two music people. And in there is two significant birthdays. Starting with, right, a significant birthday for one Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer?
Yeah.
All right, well, this has to be...
Newcastle hero, of course.
Yeah,
we say good morning to Phil Iam. Official Newcastle and North of England ambassador.
We love Phil Iam. We're not so sure about Alan Shearer.
No, I do have to apologise, Phil Iam, but I did...
You met him and he was rude.
I mean, it was a very fleeting meeting. And
it
was
still rude.
It was many, many years ago, and I was actually getting... I'll tell you how far back it was. I was getting an autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't even a selfie. That's how far back it was, an autograph.
So he was still playing, and it was before the smartphone and all that.
Yeah. And he was playing, and it was a pre-season friendly thing against Bray. Bray Wanderers in the Carlisle grounds.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah,
amazing.
And we were up in a boozer after it, a boozer called Dusty Miller's. It used to be on the Quinsborough Road there in Bray.
It's that gas. Back in the days when Premiership footballers went for points after games.
Yeah, exactly.
Pre-season games of all things.
And I remember going over for his autograph. And I wish I could remember the guy. There was a guy beside him who was as sound as a pound. I remember him as a sort of a red-haired guy, right? He was a really A1 character.
Oh, a player as
well? Yeah, player. And I can never, ever remember his name.
And was he a Newcastle player?
Yeah.
So no, it wasn't Peter.
Well, actually, it would have had to have been, yeah. It was.
Wow.
I don't remember any
ginger lads in that team now.
That's what I'm trying to remember, you know. I wonder. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But Shearer signed this. To be honest with you, I think it might have been a ripped up fag packet or something. So maybe he was a bit disgusted by that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But he didn't even look.
Didn't even look at you.
Didn't even look. Went on talking to whoever was beside him and just handed him back.
Pig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Phil, if you ever see him wandering around the toon, you might just say to him, listen, come here, you.
Jim McCabe says...
Made of mine. You miffed him a bit.
He says he wouldn't even look at his fag packet. Say that to him. I gotta say that he's 50.
Yes, he is. Of course he is. Come on, we can do this, PJ. It's going to be Friday cake. I feel it in me waters. Right, next up, it's one of the musicians, Fergal Sharkey.
Fergal Sharkey. Is it a significant birthday for him?
No.
No, it's just his birthday.
Yeah.
Fergal Sharkey, I have to say.
The Undertones. What a band.
The Undertones are amazing. And then he was much more successful on his own, but much more wishy-washy.
Yeah, it was very very lightweight on his own.
Well, very lightweight. It was all very, like, a good heart these days is hard to find.
Yeah.
My albums are flying like it. It was all, you know,
he's, or went on to be, I don't know if he still is, but went on to be like a big shot in behind the scenes in the music biz.
Oh, I did, yeah, I heard that.
Pulling
he was
the
writing
strings.
Songs for everything for all loads of people and doing whatever he was doing. But it was his own wishy-washy stuff. He was all
Teenage
right.
Kick, such a great song.
What a brilliant, and Here Comes the Summer and
yeah,
all those.
Yeah.
Oh,
and My Perfect Cousin. What a, do you remember that?
Yeah, I forgot all about that. I forgot all about that.
They're a great
they
band.
They were fantastic. Well, they were absolutely, and an Irish band as well.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Fergal Sharkey. Oh, You Little Thief, someone's after texting in. Do you remember
that
song?
You Little Thief, great song, yeah.
You Little Scumbag.
Mind you, that was when he was wishy-washy. But to be fair, that's not a bad old tune.
Not a bad
I'll
old
grant
tune.
You that.
I'll give him that, I'm going to say, he's like, this is hard, 57.
62.
Fat off.
62.
Life.
Right, don't worry about it, we're getting back on track with this one, right? Next, back to the sport, it is the birthday of Phil the Power Taylor! Yeah. Unbelievable. 14 times world champion. 130 professional tournaments he's won.
Unbelievable, isn't
That's
it?
Incredible. It's twice as many as anybody else in the history of darts. As many.
Shit, it must be. Well, and he did that one guy.
I've never seen a man look so unimpressed. I'm lashing out the stats at PJ's air going, wow, God, Jenny, you're no fair play and all.
No, it's just I got confused there for a second. I thought we were talking about a golfer and I was like, what? I said,
no.
He's got a dart as well.
Phil the Power Taylor.
Sorry, yeah, no, reality has kicked back in.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's
as
the man.
As if they do that at a golf match. Yeah. And Tiger Woods, you know.
But the, you know, remember we did your special intro? It was based on Phil the Power Taylor. Might have to play that later on in his honour.
Oh, yeah.
Your version, obviously.
My version, yeah, definitely.
Now, significant birthday for this man.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know what. I have no idea what age he could be.
Can you picture him in your head?
Yeah, but it's from years ago. He's 60.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, go on,
of course he is. Right, so let me just get the old dramatic music on the go then, because I knew we were going to be flying home with this.
This could be it then. This could literally be the morning.
So this is it. Back to the music for this next one. It is the birthday of James Morrison. You give me something.
Oh my
now, he
God.
Sings it mildly better than that, but only mildly.
He sings it as good as Fergal Sharkey would. James Morrison, I couldn't, do you know something? Haven't a clue what he looks like. Literally
James Morrison?
No idea.
He looks a bit like, he looks a bit like, actually, yeah, you're right. It's kind of hard to pin him down.
Honest to God, having a Riddler is what he looks like.
But we play him a lot on this station.
Yeah, I know. 45.
36,
I don't know anything about him.
Oh, no.
I haven't a clue.
Okay, look, don't give up hope, right? We've still got two in the bag. And we have your curveball, okay? There's still time with your curveball.
Okay.
Now, just let me explain this to you, okay? It is the birthday of Philippe Petit.
Philippe Petit.
Yeah. Philippe Petit. You might think to yourself, I don't know any Philippe Petit.
Philippe Petit is
but you do. You've seen a program about this guy, right? Because this is the guy who did the high wire walk between the two buildings.
Between the Twin Towers.
Exactly.
Back in the day, the mad French lad.
Yeah, now, so it was back, it happened in 1974.
It did.
So factor that in.
Yeah.
What was the name of the Netflix thing? The big documentary. It wasn't called The Wire. No, that was a totally different show.
I think it might have been called something like that. Man on Wire. It's
there
one
you
of
go.
The best documentaries I have ever seen.
Now, did you see the black and white one?
Huh?
Was it in black and white, the one? That's the one I saw. It was in. The whole thing was in black and white.
Or maybe
my telly just went.
I think your telly went, man. Yeah, no, it wasn't in black. No, it was like, you know, some of it was because it was harking back to a different time, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's just the bits I remember then.
Oh, it was fantastic. It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And Philippe Petit is 78 years old.
71.
Ah, what a smell off the bad old breakfast. Feck me anyway.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers. Thanks a million, John. What is it? 6:31 at the moment. How are we this morning, sir?
Very well. Good morning.
Come here, listen. Any word on how long the old African flair...
Yeah, it's going to last.
...is going to continue?
The African flair, you'll have to update me on that one now.
That's what we're in the middle
this
of,
This is
John.
What this is.
Oh, this
why
thing.
That's why PJ is stuck to himself in bed and
yeah.
everything.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I try not to read too much about it because it's just non-stop. It's everywhere you go. It's ever-present, as the fellow says. To be honest, this is the thing that could last for the duration of our lifetimes. And we know
what? The African flair?
The African flair.
Well, it's gonna be
I wasn't sure whether John was talking about COVID or the African flair there for a minute. To be perfectly honest. Right, so no sign of kind of a break in the warm temps on the way, no? Well, Met Aaron aren't predicting,
unfortunately,
I don't know, snow or something at the weekend.
Not really, unfortunately. Well, there's supposed to be rain, but it's not that heavy, you know, the kind of humid stuff you get in Alabama at the moment, where that's about the size of a, you know, heavy, humid, you know, big old flat rain, as they used to say, kind of thing. So we're not going to have...
So that'll be a show when you're on the coast there now.
Yeah.
So you can sit in your porch with your banjo.
On your rocking chair, looking out over the sea. Big old fat rain going to come.
Warm today.
With your sandals and your
warm
straw hat.
Warm yesterday.
Yeah, well, I always have these sandals and my straw hat. I wouldn't go out without them.
Yeah.
Wow, so we may get used to it, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a bit of sun with the actual temperatures, you know, with the 27 degrees type thing, and yet there's no sun.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, yeah.
Defeats the purpose of it. What's the point in having dirty, big, heavy, humid...
Although, I have to confess, I did go and fall asleep on the patio yesterday.
Did you?
As you do.
I just... Yeah...
You're
sorry,
lucky you didn't have someone saying, "There's a fella lying across the porch of our house here.
He's hit the deck."
Yeah, his banjo's fallen off his lap and everything.
Like, I presume you weren't just lying on the steps.
No,
like, what must have happened?
No, I was sitting down reading my book, and I had a bit of a doze
On the chair. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Ah, oh, that's all.
Well,
right.
What else was I? I was sitting in a tree.
Well, I thought you were like lying across the steps, like you were coming home from one of those 90-minute dinners. And you got a little bit carried away.
Yeah, I can't go on. I have to lie down. But the house is just there, Jim. I don't care.
I can't go on.
I can't make it past the steps.
I got the key at the door, but I couldn't possibly turn it.
Movie classic, of course, Kenny Loggins' Footloose and Dexy's Midnight Runners just ahead of that. And Come On Eileen here at Classic Hits. Thanks so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock, Friday's Eve, Thursday, 13th of August. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008. Particularly Tom, okay?
Yeah.
And in fairness, there's a few other people as well all text this in, but Tom is the one that I saw. Who said, I think we've solved the mystery, PJ.
Oh?
I think we know the ginger footballer who was the nice guy who mediated between myself and Alan Shearer.
Right, who is it?
I think it's Steve Watson.
Steve Watson, right.
So I looked him up.
It's gas.
And yeah, it's absolutely as I remember. And I looked up to make sure that they were actually at Newcastle at the same time. And they were there for... they crossed over for about 2 years.
There you go.
Between 96 and 98.
Yeah. And
so it looks like it was him. So Tom, well played, sir. And indeed, thanks to everybody else who texted that in as well.
Because the only fella of different coloured hair I could think of from that squad is Hendry.
Well, he was more Blackburn, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Colin Hendry.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What am I talking? That's the team that beat United, yeah. Oh, no, God. It's no wonder I can't stop thinking about him.
Exactly.
Ruined the season. Oh, that game against West Ham, I'll never forget it. Oh,
anyway, thanks, Tom, and everybody else indeed. Steve Watson right now. I have to remember that now. For future reference.
Right, yeah.
For the other 75 million times, I'll tell that story.
Isn't it brilliant that Alan Shearer was rude to you and you went, there was a lovely fella there and he was so nice to me. What was his name? I couldn't care. I don't know. Who cares about him?
Mind you.
The man that was nice to you, you just had.
Yeah, whatever. We're in trouble with them. Where's it gone now? I've lost it. Catherine, I think it was. Was it Catherine? Anyway, basically, somebody was given out to us because we appointed Phil I Am as our official Northern ambassador.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was Catherine. I don't know where the text has gone now.
What, she got upset about it?
Yeah, basically saying that, you know, she's a proper Northern lass. Or a Geordie lass.
Oh,
there it is. Here it is. I found it. Yeah, it's Caroline. Sorry, Caroline. Saying, excuse me, I am here to real Geordie Lash. Lass. Lash.
Yeah.
Steady on. Have to take your word for it.
A Geordie Lash one.
Yeah. But you see, Caroline, the difference is you're here. You're in Cork.
You're in Cork. You don't count as much. He's actually doing it. He's doing it, giving us the big I am over in Newcastle.
Exactly. He's over there spreading the good word in foreign lands. He's like a missionary.
Yeah, so you're more like a sort of... You're like the Newcastle consul.
Yeah.
Consulate, you know what I mean? You're like the international representative in Ireland. You're the ambassador. You're the Newcastle ambassador, whereas he is over there, fighting the good fight.
Representing us.
On home soil, yeah.
In foreign lands. So thanks for that. And also, by the way, let me see. Somebody's come up with a conspiracy theory for you. You know the way you love a good conspiracy theory?
I like a good one, yeah.
John Paul.
Yeah.
Has suggested the reason you're sticky and humid, it's the chemtrails.
Oh, jeepers. Couldn't have anything to do with, you know, seasonal temperatures,
yeah,
but I know.
Couldn't have anything to do with the heat.
I tell you,
it's the chemtrails.
I've uncovered a serious conspiracy theory.
Have you?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I have, honestly. And we should talk about it actually now today.
What's it to do with?
Beds.
It's a conspiracy. Now, this, in other words, you're making one up, or
no,
you've discovered.
I've discovered it. There's no reason to have a bed manufacturer. All anybody has ever needed is a good, comfortable mattress and a clean floor.
Right.
And and what have they done? Sold us sets. We don't need... There's no such thing for a bed. You don't need a bed. There's never been an argument for a bed. We've been spoofed up by the manufacturing people that you're supposed to be 2 foot off the ground. No reason for it.
No.
It's a scam.
Nothing to do with things that crawl on the floor, maybe being above them or anything. Nothing to do with, like, not having mice run over you or anything.
Yeah, right. Keep it clean. You'd be doing that anyway. When's the last time you saw a mouse in your bedroom? The beds are they're a conspiracy. And so are plates. And so is cutlery. The fact that they sell you a few instead of just selling you, there should be one knife and one fork for everybody in the house. There'll never be any more. What if guests come over? Bring your knife and fork with you. It's a conspiracy. They've gotten together to sell us things we don't need. It's hard into the capitalist culture.
It's hard to believe that with this man's generosity that we are actually giving away quite a lot of money on the hit bit.
Yeah.
No need to be giving them that sort of money.
I'm
what are they going to spend it
if
on?
If you win it, please don't buy a bed. Because it's a scam. It's a scam.
Right, listen, a hit bit on the way in about an hour's time. How much is it, by the way?
The hit bit is €1,580 this morning.
Very nice.
Which will get you a lovely mattress and sheets and all you need. So there you go, €1,580.
You can spend your money on whatever you want if you win it. We'd be very happy, actually, for you to win it, because I'm kind of getting a bit fed up with this.
I'm just trying to know what it is now.
Exactly.
I mean, you've talked me out of it not being Bon Jovi, but I find it very hard to accept.
Yeah. Hopefully somebody will get it. You know, classichits.ie, of course, if you want to check out the previous
guesses. I'd love to give it this week as well, because we're going to be on our holidays the following, and I know it'll probably...
You don't want some imposter coming in and give it away.
Enda Kenny be out there going...
Enda Kenny. That's your Mayo roots coming back there now.
Oh my God.
See, you've got Enda Kenny on your brain.
Oh, this is what happens. This is what happens when you start off, when you find out the truth behind the bed conspiracy. You can't stop revealing the truth about your roots.
Oh my God. Right, so that's on the way. Also, of course, we still have the breakfast table quiz. It's a score of 12, still top of the leaderboard. So it's the 13th of August today. Will we get lucky 13?
I hope so. Lucky 13 is what we need in the breakfast table quiz. You can get that amazing classic hits. PJ and Jim in the morning. Wonderful lilac hoodie and face mask.
Mm.
Oh, there's nothing like it.
Could be yours. And, of course, it's another day of getting another name in with the chance to win the great Malta Escape. You can take it next year when hopefully most of this or all of this is behind us to some extent. And you can have something to look forward to when a great break to Malta. Fantastic holiday that it is. We're going to give you the song that could get you on that plane to Malta. We'll do it just after 8 o'clock. Stick around. If you are a farmer, this may be vital information, as PJ Gallagher has discovered a system by which you can protect your livestock.
I'm telling you, it's unreal. Painting a pair of eyes on the bottom, the arse of your cow, can protect it from being attacked by predators.
Wow.
Who knew? It's an amazing study. So it can help them be attacked by lions and leopards. Now, what I love about this study is... Lions and leopards, if they're out and about and they see eyes on the bum of your cow... They have a tendency, they'll probably leave it alone.
Right.
Because they think that, they don't know what's looking at them,
so
basically.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. and say this story didn't originate in Ireland.
Well, it didn't. But you know where it did originate, which makes me laugh even more, is a place where there is no lions and leopards, Australia.
Oh,
so,
wow.
An Australian university, right? The University of New South Wales, they conducted their research. And they did their research, and they wanted to do this and find out if it was actually a thing. So they flew to Botswana, and they spent 4 years painting eyes on the arses of cattle.
Money well spent, in fairness.
Money well spent. This is what people do for a living.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like...
And get paid, yeah, exactly.
And they get paid.
Actually get paid for it.
They've been there, and they wrote down 2,000...
Putting that in your CV.
I know, yeah. Like, what were you doing for the last 4 years? I painted 2,061 sets of eyes on the arses of cattle, free-ranging around the Delta region of Botswana. Right. Mm. And how did that work out for you? Kind of use. I have to say, I didn't learn very much. You know,
well, I do paint a fantastic set of eyes.
But you want to see
if you have a cow.
If you bend over there, and I will paint. Wait, you see what I'll do. I swear to God. I mean, people, the staff will think you're looking at them again. They'll think you literally have eyes in the back of your bum. And so that's what they found out. They found out that if you put these eyes on the back of cows, lions and leopards, they'll see the eyes and they'll go, oh, jeepers.
He's looking at me.
Yeah, man.
Don't do it now. He's looking at you.
You get
he's
the two
looking
lines.
At you.
Oh, no, he's just yeah. He knows what we're up to.
Yeah. But the things, his head's at the front. Don't know. He's looking at you.
Look. He hasn't, but you know, the smell off his breath. The smell off his breath. I swear to God, I logged off. I was trying to have a conversation. He just goes, oh, the smell off his breath. And then he's after, oh my God, he's after puking. Look at it.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's it. I'd love to think, though, as well. If it was that
simple, can you imagine how easy it would be to use that then for everything? You could extend that to all sorts of things.
Everything, yeah, all sorts of things. You'd be able to, like, paint eyes in the back of your cat, keep the local dog away from it.
Yeah.
You'd be able to do anything like that.
There'd be no end to it. You could bring crime down in a heartbeat.
Yeah. All like, you know, these vulnerable people and stuff. Grannies. You just tattoo some eyes onto the back of grannies' heads. And there wouldn't be a bother on them. You'd never have to worry about them again walking around.
Yeah, not on their arses necessarily. You don't have to be exact.
Ah, no, that'd be a bit rude. And in fairness, you know what I mean? If you've seen a granny walk around, mind you, if you ever some fella was going to attack a granny and she just lifted up her skirt and shot a big pair of eyes in her bum, I'd be like, oh, God almighty, I'm not going near her. She's mad. This is so bleeding mental, I'm not going to attack her.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to know that they fly over their own cattle. You know, are they Australian cows?
Yeah.
You know, they go...
Like, you could put it to work, though, in Ireland. I mean, you know.
I guess so.
Well, what, you get dogs, isn't it? Dogs are mainly the biggest threat to kind of livestock and stuff, isn't it? Sheep and whatever.
And cow chippers. Cow chippers, you know.
So you'd have
have a couple of lads coming home from the pub one night. What are you doing with the cow chipping? And you might be, yeah, let's see what you got. Oh, he's after seeing me. No, he's after seeing me. A big fringe on him.
I put a few jars on him. He'd be talking. Look, that wasn't. He was putting me up to it.
Yeah.
Mr. Cow. He was trying to get me to tip you, but I said no. So I said, I'll just come over and talk to him.
There'd be some lad going, I saw you last night. There you were, leaning over the fence talking to Jerry's cow's arse. And he'd go, I know, yeah. She's a great listener. She's a great listener.
Yeah. I tell you, I got so much off my chest.
I tell you, if I was you now, I'd go up and have a chat with her myself.
Do you know something? She never blinked once.
Not one time. Undivided attention. That cow's bum is the best friend I ever had.
Two Princes. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, 13th of August, Friday's Eve. 087-188-0008. It looks as though Farmer Gareth isn't going to take your advice, PJ. Let me just have to swap around your machine now because you took me off guard and changed places. But anyway, not going to take your advice for some reason.
Hello.
Thank you for speaking.
Jeepers, it's gas, isn't it?
Oh my God, the aggravation of this. Anyway, apparently he reckons that his cows are safe enough. To be honest with you, be it on your own head, Farmer Gareth.
I'm telling you, you don't know if your cow is safe enough. And if your cow does what we thought it would, your cow could be the best counsellor. You could have 50 quid, you could charge 50 quid for someone to come up and have a chat with your cow's bum. Best listener ever.
And by the way, Brian is the lad you were thinking of. Brian is there, he's milking the cows in Tipperary as we speak.
Listens every morning.
Mind you, he wouldn't be able to do it. Sure he wouldn't. He wouldn't be able. I mean, it probably wouldn't make sense for him to paint cows or paint eyes on the arse of his cow. Sure he wouldn't know which way around.
Which
the
way
cow
we,
was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I
walking
suppose.
Into the
yeah.
cow shed. Should be all over the place.
Sure, he'd be milking bulls wouldn't and everything by accident. He wouldn't know what he was looking at.
Also, somebody saying that's the Mayo side of you now coming out with the old cow tipping.
Oh, God.
What exactly? I mean, okay, other than the, as it said, like, you know, you walk up, a cow is asleep. Is that the way it works? I've never, obviously being a city boy, I don't know this stuff.
I don't know what way it works.
You walk up to the side of a cow and push it, do you?
Is it that you see them sort of asleep standing up?
Right. Why are you, speak up, will you, man?
I just keep turning itself off. Everything just keeps turning itself off today. This is a nightmare. It's gotta get. Oh, there it is, I'm back now.
Yeah.
I think you just walk up to them when they're asleep, is it? And you sort of take a run at them and give them a shove and they're supposed to fall over.
Right.
But that's if cow tipping is even a thing. I have a feeling like country people made that up just to make Egypt to Dublin people.
Yeah, yeah. You'd go down on holidays.
You'd go down on holidays and maybe attempt.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's so weird.
Watching
isn't it?
That happen, yeah, yeah. It's just, obviously, it's the, I don't know, it's the cows or something getting revenge on you.
Yeah. This microphone has decided that I'm a bit of a cow's ass myself. It doesn't really
That is, that's incredible. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Hit bit still to come, of course. Guaranteed Irish from the Cranberries Dreams here at Classic Hits. Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. If you've dreams of getting your hands on our €1,580, now is the last call to get involved in the hit bit. On the way in about 10, 12 minutes thereabouts. So Magic Mike is standing by the WhatsApp machine, 087-188-0008. If you fancy having a go, tell us what our hit bit is. Take away the cash. That's the way it works.
Now, Jim, when you were young, I suppose, just like all of us, we all played Fisher Price. Remember Fisher Price toys?
What do you mean when I was young? Don't I come in, as we just found out with your microphone there a few minutes ago, don't we come into a Fisher Price studio?
Hey, that's the truth.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, it must be one of the most famous names in toys.
Yeah, Fisher Price. Remember, though, like the things I can remember was, do you remember the car park 1 years ago?
Yeah.
And they put the car in the spinny wheel.
Yeah, and you could wind it up on a little lifty thing.
Yeah, and it was the record player. Do you remember the record player?
Yeah.
And it played, like, you put your record on and it played Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
And they always made those, like early computers.
Yeah, they did.
Where you press the picture of a cow and you go,
yeah.
And all that.
Wouldn't I love a computer that would do that now? You know, just answering an email with that.
Yeah.
So, can I get your feelings on the proposal? I love that.
Now, and shapes and everything. Fisher-Price, they did everything.
They did everything, right? And now they're doing a new one. So Fisher-Price has just launched, I don't know why I'm so disturbed by this, it's a My Home Office set, which allows kids to be just like mommy and daddy and get down to business when they're working from home.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Why do we do that with kids? We always do that with kids where simplify adult things.
Yeah.
As though that's what they don't want to do.
I know.
You know, cookery sets, tool kits.
Yeah.
You know, all this, now it's a home office.
And now it's a home office. I suppose it's not as bad as when we were young and you could buy a packet of smokes that you used to eat.
That's right.
Do you remember then when we
candy
were...
candy cigarettes.
Spider-Man's fags. I used to love me Spider-Man cigarettes. I'd be there, pack of 20 Spider-Mans, and I'd be gobbling them in the car park of Mars when my dad was having his couple of pints or whatever. Yeah, that was mad when I think about it. And at the end of it would be coloured red.
Exactly.
So you'd
make it look like it was lit.
Yeah, so you'd be there sucking away and... out of the car park. So I suppose it's a little bit better than that. But I don't know why I find it disturbing. So it comes, right? It's got a laptop and it's got a plastic headset and a wooden sort of phone. A wooden phone. And on the laptop, there's two apps. It doesn't really say what they do.
A wooden phone.
It looks like an iPhone. But it's wooden. It's a toy. It's a piece of wood with iPhone sort of painted on it. And then you get a coffee cup that you can put juice in. But seriously?
And what's on the, what you said, the laptop thing is obviously just a piece of plastic.
No, it actually looks like a laptop.
Oh, it's
like
an actual, yeah, right.
And there's two apps on it. It doesn't really say what they are. I suppose Stocks and Dread or something like that. And then and your headset and your phone and your cup of coffee, like your coffee cup, your travel cup, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
There's something really eerie about it, about you sitting there and your kid next to you. My God.
Don't talk to me now, ma'am. I have to do a Zoom call.
Yeah, I'm doing my Zoom call. I'm crawling the walls here, ma'am. I haven't got time to be talking to you. Can't you see I'm really enjoying my play here? God, I can't enjoy. I just can't enjoy this play without me coffee, and it's gone again.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going to happen is you'll have that set up at home. People think that'll, you know, hilarious. It'll be set up at home, and they'll have the, you know, little Johnny sitting there in front of his you know, Fisher Price laptop and his with his coffee cup and his phone and everything. And then you'll hear little Johnny going, "I tell you something. Tony in accounts is an absolute asshole."
I tell you, it's driving me mad. I can't even share a room with him. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this toy brand, by the way, they've recently just launched a new baby biceps gift set, right?
Baby biceps?
Yeah. And it's so ma and da are doing their exercises at home. And then now there's like weights for kids so they can be there flexing in front of the mirror. Yeah, look at that, the six pack's coming on. I might be getting on a bit. I'm nearly 10. You know, getting into the double numbers. But look at those guns. Look at those guns.
That is kind of weird.
It is kind of weird, isn't
it? Yeah.
I remember when the Petite 990 came out when I was a kid. And
What was that?
It was the typewriter. It was the home typewriter.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was Fisher Price, but the Petite 990 came out, and it was, you know, the song "Working 9 to 5."
Yeah.
And I still remember the ad word for word. I don't know why. I'm the fastest in the office. All the other girls can keep their fingers off it.
What sort of a childhood did you have?
Yeah, it was on the telly.
You were going around asking Santa for that, were you?
No, I didn't ask that. No,
How old were you? 23 at the time?
I didn't want this. I just used to sing along to the ads. I was more into getting that Mr. Frosty thing that I never did get.
Did you ever have any? Did you ever want or have anything that was like, you know, sort of, you know, like that, like a child's version of an adult thing, like a tool set, like a cookery set, like a, you know, whatever. Obviously, you didn't have the option of a home office at the time.
Yeah, yo.
Although I have to confess, I am tempted to get it for you. I mean, based on the fact that your actual, genuine computer that sits on your desk, right, hasn't had a keyboard for God knows how long, and you've never noticed.
I never noticed, yeah. It wasn't until Ashley that works here goes, "I can't use my computer, there's someone else in, and I don't have it. I just use mine there, I'm not using it." And she sat down and went, "It's no keyboard." I went, "Is there not?"
I'd tell you something. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. Somebody's going to get a delivery of that Fisher Price My Home Office, and there'll be a conversation. "All right, who's that? Is that a birthday present for somebody?" Not at all.
No.
Sean got that for PJ.
PJ,
it's
yeah.
going on his desk.
He's in there drinking this glass of Ribena. We told him it's wine, but sure, what would he know?
Classic hits. Hip hip. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The hit bit is worth 1,580 quid this morning. Keeps just getting bigger and bigger, going up and up all the time. Here's what it sounds like. We'd love to give it away before we head off on the ways on Friday.
Big style, yeah.
So this is our second last chance to do it. Dave, how are you getting on, Dave?
All good, lad. Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, sir. Where are you in the world today?
County Cork.
County Cork, good for you. Is that work, or are you home, or what are you up to?
I'm at home.
Good stuff.
I'm starting a new job Monday morning, so I took a week holidays from where I was.
Oh, brilliant. Fair play. Where are you going to work? What's the new place?
Boston Scientific,
yeah.
Oh, right. That's a big spot, isn't it?
I worked in the one in Galway for a little while as an air conditioner person, so it's all right.
That's why they're absolutely roasting in that one in Galway. They're literally, they can't move for the heat.
I can't.
Because PJ did the air conditioner.
Well, I was a contractor now. I can't say I did anyone any favours.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, just to point out, Dave, that PJ worked in air conditioning. Our air conditioning has been broken for, I'd say, about 6 months. Just to put that in context, everybody.
Like I said, I don't think I did anyone in Boston Scientific any favours. Just to put that in.
Melted.
Right, Dave, we'd love to give you a few quid before you even start a new job. What do you think this is?
Is it Tina Turner, Private Dancer?
Private Dancer, right. What do you say, Mike?
Okay, well, Dave, of course, if you don't win this, the money rolls on till this evening and tomorrow. And the money is rolling, rolling,
oh,
rolling,
God.
Rolling, rolling up to Damien later.
Oh, jeepers. I hope you're all right after that, Dave.
No bother.
Oh my God! Come on, it's good job the man's on holiday to recover from that, Michael. I assume it's wrong then, yes?
Well, yeah. But think about it this way: at least nothing can get worse than that. So enjoy your job.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
No worries, lads.
Have a good one, Dave. Best of luck with it. Cheers, man.
See you later. Well, nothing gets worse, he says, but we have to talk to Carmel
now. I quite enjoyed him having a go at the old rolling.
Yeah, rolling. It's the same. He goes Sean knows versions of everything. So, Carmel Mead. Hey, Carmel.
Hi.
How are you getting on this morning?
Good.
What's the crack? Where are you today?
Limerick.
Are you in your home or work?
Home.
Right. You're feeling a bit monosyllabic today, I think.
Yeah. You'll get no information out of me, sucker.
Yeah, I tell you, you'd be a hard person to go on a date with, Mark.
Pay no attention to him, Carmel. Pay no attention to him. Listen, take all of our money away. What are you guessing, Carmel?
Erasure, A Little Respect.
Great Little Respect, yes. Which would do you no harm, PJ Gallagher, A Little Respect.
So often, yeah.
Anyway.
It'd do both of you no harm. Anyway, Carmel, we'll have to put an eraser through that, unfortunately. Oh! It is wrong.
He went back to the classics.
He did.
He went back to the classics. Carmel, listen, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Thanks for playing. Cheers.
See you, Carmel.
Right, so that's one more of our opportunities gone a begging, PJ.
That's it. Another one. So if it doesn't go later on with Niall Boylan, is it around 12:45? Yeah.
Thereabouts, I think.
Well, then we'll have another go same time tomorrow, and hopefully we can do it before the weekend.
Dr. Alban, It's My Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thursday, 13th of August, 11 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Loads more still to happen, of course. Breakfast table quiz this hour. Another chance to get your hands on that exclusive Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie and the Classic Hits face mask as well. Also, Magic Mike is going to be joining us after 9. Another chance to get a great breakaway to one of the Clayton hotels. It's Clayton's Sligo Hotel, I think, today on that Mike has for us. So that's on the way. And in the meantime, speaking of getting up and away.
I know. Guess who's back? It's only David Blaine. Been missing off the scene for 10 years, so he has.
Really? 10 years?
Yeah, nearly 10 years. Anyway, just under 10 years since he was doing his, like, you know, he was all over the place. He had the weirdest tricks, like putting himself into a block of ice. And
a lot of them didn't feel like tricks, like suspending yourself over the Thames in that glass box.
In an L box, yeah. And
you know, and then, you know, standing on that really tall pillar thing. I that as well.
Yeah, like it was always kind of, right, in terms of endurance, it's sort of like,
yeah.
I don't know, like, if it was, if you could call it magic as such.
He's no Keith Barry.
He isn't, no, he's not. He's not Paul Daniels. You know, like Paul would be doing all the L card tricks and all.
You'll like this. Not a lot.
Not a lot, but I love the way he did that. I wish I could have done stand-up like that. Here's a joke for you. It's not great now or anything.
Yeah. It's funny. Well, not very funny, but you know.
Yeah, it's like my ma thought it was funny. You know what I mean? So David Blaine is back, and here's his next death-defying feat, right? It's called Ascension. So I guess straight away you're getting the gist of it. Well, you're not, because it's even more bananas than that. So his plan is that he's going to float high up into the air while holding a cluster of helium-filled balloons. Right? Well, you're grand. Okay, what's the big deal about that? Well, he plans on travelling from New York to New Jersey holding some helium balloons.
Holding them?
Holding, yeah.
So, like,
holding on.
Like that animated movie, Up.
Exactly like that. Except it's up the house, yeah.
So he's relying on his grip on these balloons.
David Blaine.
To fly him.
Yeah, here it is. David Blaine will attempt to float high into the air while holding a cluster of helium-filled balloons from New Jersey to New York in his latest stunt. Watch in disbelief, the statement says. It's so old school. Ugh. As David Blaine magically ascends above the earth in his biggest live performance yet. Sylvester Stallone is after getting really excited about it, which is a funny side to this. So Sylvester Stallone...
That probably tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God.
So he's like...
David!
Yeah, David!
Hey, yo, David! You did it!
So he said he's getting there. Absolutely, he said, I'm getting jaded, he said, right? Sylvester Stallone goes, I'm getting jaded, he says.
It's hard for me to get impressed by anything. But when this guy shows up, time stands still. This is what he said.
Wow.
And he said that the famed illusionist stood next to him in his backyard of his home, which I have no idea why that's a big deal.
Right, yeah.
The famous illusionist stood next to him.
Yeah, no, it's because he didn't invite him.
I didn't even.
He just showed up in the back of my house. Yeah. It was amazing. I didn't even hear him come in.
I didn't want to use the stairs to go to the toilet. And there he was in the back garden. Stallone went on to reveal that Blaine told him about a strange idea about a year ago, right? So about a year ago, and he says, I thought he was cuckoo, to use his words. He goes, I thought the guy was cuckoo. But then when he heard the logistics of the death-defying stunt, he thinks this is going to be one of the most amazing, life-changing sort of live events that we've ever seen.
Now, so, like, so he's going to be using his grip. That's the only thing that he's hanging onto the balloons, and his grip is going to hold on. From New York to New Jersey.
From New York to New Jersey.
Anything could happen. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah.
What if he's nervous and his hands get all sweaty?
What if he gets itchy? If he gets an itchy back.
Yeah.
And you know the way you can get it? Do you ever get an itchy back and you can sort of get the itch with one hand, but you can't get it in the other?
Well, there you go. I mean, all of these. He hasn't thought this through.
He hasn't thought this through at all.
Then, of course, as we well know...
He needs to go to the toilet.
As we well know... Well, yeah, exactly, a man of his age, I mean, you can identify. But as we well know, of course, I mean, the risks of helium, you know what I mean? I mean, anything could happen with helium. It's a very dangerous subject.
It's very dangerous. I mean, imagine the embarrassment now, say if a couple of the balloons leak or something, and he lands there. David Blaine, you just pulled off the most incredible live show, whatever, what do you think?
I thought it was amazing! I can't believe we did it! Sylvester Stallone told me he was off me or knocker. Told me he was cuckoos that we did. Oh, I'm so happy. I hope everybody will now know to take me serious when I say something.
I don't know why it's always brilliant whenever you do a helium impression, they always become a dub. They always become a flat dub.
Seriously? Oh my God! I'm the best magician in the world!
It'll be amazing. I can't wait to see his victory.
Now I really want to see it now.
And then he can even do like the balloons banging at the head of Sylvester Stallone.
Isn't he amazing? Seriously, though.
Hey, Adrian!
I feel better than I ever did, even when I bet the Drago, the Russian.
Guaranteed Irish, you too, where the streets of no name. 8:21, thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. A couple of WhatsApps in just off the back of the David Blaine story. Cliff was on to say that New York is right next door to New Jersey. He basically just has to cross a river.
Ah, come on now, you're holding on to helium balloons.
Cliff's a hard man to impress,
isn't
he?
And how do you steer a balloon as well? Like, I mean, that's quite a big deal.
Well, that's the other thing Jonathan has texted in to say, what about the wind direction?
Exactly,
get the gust in the wrong direction, who knows where you end up?
I know, like, I could hold on to enough balloons now to take off. I don't think that's a hard thing to do. That's just getting enough balloons. But choosing a direction, a landing spot,
and hanging in long enough to get there.
And holding on long enough to get there is the trick.
And actually, funny you should mention yourself there, because somebody else has pointed out, Cahill has been on to say that basically David Blaine is stealing your thunder all these years later. You know what I mean? He's going to actually do this, you know, flying business. The thing that you, yourself, at the ripe old age of whatever it was, 12 or something, tried in your back garden with a couple of pieces of perspex tied to you in a hurricane.
During Hurricane Charlie, yeah.
Now David Blaine's going to get worldwide attention.
My dad should get royalties for this, for being the fella that was standing there.
Exactly.
You're nearly there. Yeah. Flap harder.
Yeah. When David Blaine does it with a couple of sheets of perspex tied to him, his arms, you know, that fell off a roof next door.
Sure, yeah, I know. But then I'll be really impressed. Then when he can flap his wings and land in Cork, I'll be absolutely impressed with him then.
Come back to us then, David. Come back to us then.
You're nobody.
Yeah, you keep me hanging on, Kim Wilde. Hang on for the breakfast table quiz. 13 is the score we need minimum, okay? You need to get that looking for some number 13 if you're going to go top of the leaderboard and have the chance to win this fantastic Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie. Very exclusive. Literally money cannot buy. They're just not available to buy. Exclusive courtesy of jackandjay.com. And of course, we have the face mask to go with it as well, so you get the full set.
Yeah, you get the full set.
So PJ has been referring to it as the brand knickers of the Classic Hits world.
The top and bottoms, except in this case, the top is the bottom.
More or less. So that's it. 13 is the score you need. Let Magic Mike know if you want to play. 087-188-0008. It's on the way very shortly indeed. Now, in the meantime, if you're with us a little bit earlier on, you might remember that PJ had a story about how you could protect your cattle by painting pictures of eyes on their rear ends. And you could protect your cattle specifically from lions and tigers and leopards. And you might think to yourself, well, that's, what sort of a story is that? I mean, we don't have wild lions and leopards and tigers roaming around Ireland.
Yeah.
Well, On that basis, you're going to enjoy this story just as much.
You're
going to
love it. So a German circus, right, have started, well, they've been closed for months, basically, and they have their lions. In this day and age, to have animals in the circus is ridiculous anyway. I thought we would move past all that nonsense. But it looks like these lions are living a much better life than they ever would have before. So they've been closed for months and their performances aren't happening. We're like, how are we going to make a few quid? And now the German circus have started selling large jars filled with lion poop to ambitious gardeners.
Great.
You know what I mean? So the ambitious gardeners, they're like mad to get their hands on the old lion poo, and the Crone Circus said it's going down a treat. I don't know if that's a really good choice of words. It's going down a treat when you're talking about lion poo. So they're collecting all the droppings, jarring them, putting them up nice, and they're saying they've erected a huge sculpture of Mr. Poo, the emoji, outside the circus to show that they are now a business of poo and not a performing circus.
Poo on sale here.
Poo on sale here. And if you're lucky, if you're quick, you can go and get it delivered to your house online as well. They've set up an online business. You get a lion. They're doing a whole line.
I just had a vision.
Yeah.
This is a vision of something that's been going on for literally the full pandemic. What have you been doing? Oh, you want to see the shit I've been buying online?
I've been buying all kinds of shite. Really? Yeah, what? Like lion shite and everything. What? Yeah, and they say it's a fantastic. The gardeners love it. Because if you get these big cat droppings, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, other animals know they're from a big animal and it freaks them out. So if you put these things like on your geraniums or whatever,
yeah.
Other animals come along and go, oh my God.
There's a lion here.
Two foxes beyond Kevin. You're not going to believe it. This lion poo. What are you talking about? Oh my God.
Yeah. And get out of here.
They're like, get out of here. Don't be scoffing the lion's geraniums. Imagine, you go mad. So it keeps all the other predators, predators of plants away.
Plant predators,
Plant predators away. And the gardeners are loving it. They're loving the old, you know, and it's great.
It must be, I'd say in gardening worlds, it's getting to the stage now where, you know, your choice of manure, it's like a wine thing now.
It's getting like that.
Yeah. What do you use? Oh, you use the cow, the bovine cattle one, do you?
You're using that, the old cows, right.
I mean, when I was only starting off, I used that as well, but obviously, when you get to a certain stage, you need to invest a little. I go with the lion.
Yeah, lion. I'm actually sponsoring a lion at the Crone Circus to do droppings, especially for me. I have them fed particular types of corn and sausages that make my plants right. I know,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So is there any proof that lion poo makes your geraniums or your roses or your anything else grow better?
Absolutely is. Yeah. It's a really good fertiliser. Yeah, predator fertiliser is fantastic. And like that, it not only makes them grow really well and it's full of, like, I suppose if your poo, like, your man's got half a gazelle in him for breakfast, so that stuff's going to have a lot of protein.
High protein
diet. You stick that on your plants, you're in a great place when it comes to the old gardener's world.
Wow. So it does beg the question then, if it's about, like, you know, if the nutrients and the ability to grow is based on your position in the food chain. I mean, they do say that, you know, humans are top of the food chain.
Yeah.
And it would explain a lot of what's been going on in the local parks in your neighbourhood.
I know, yeah. Look, it's bad enough with my dogs, the way they're going around. I don't know what's going on in this pandemic and why people are doing their doo-doos outdoors. I don't know why that's happening. It's really upsetting me that my dogs keep finding human doo-doos and eating them. And before people go, how do you know they're human doo-doos? Because I've never seen a dog bring toilet roll with them or a towel. Oh my God, I'm going to get sick thinking about it.
Well, what now? What you need to do is, when the dog sniffs one out, you need to get it in a jar and sell it to a gardener nearby.
Or else I need to find a human doo-doos. I have to buy a jar of lion poo and find a human doo-doos and stick the lion poo on the doo-doos before my dog finds him, and then he'd be terrified that he's the one that's going to get eaten.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although you could do with a lion to frighten off whoever it is doing human doo-doos in the parks.
That's just what I need, isn't it?
Go walking your lion.
I'm getting so upset over. Imagine if you're human. That's my problem. I get a lion because I got sick of that, and then the lion would be eating the human doo-doos, looking at me going, yeah, and what are you going to do about it? I'm like, nothing.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score on the next one. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah, it's the money, it's the money, it's the prize that money can't buy. Back by popular demand on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week, it is the exclusive Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie. There's literally, I mean, how many of these are in existence at the moment, PJ? It's like, it's less than a handful, isn't it?
Less than a handful. Very few. They are very exclusive sort of items, to be fair.
Absolutely. We have one for you to win this week, and it goes along with the Classic Hits face mask. You'll have seen all these things on our social media. You can check it out for yourself, Facebook, Twitter, all that sort of stuff. They look absolutely fantastic, and they could be yours, but it's going to take a score of at least 13.
At least 13. So we've, or was it 12 or 13 to beat?
12 to beat, so at least 13 needed.
Beg your pardon. As usual, slightly confused. So Moira Corrigan is going to have a go this morning and try and take it on. Hiya, Moira.
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
I'm not bad at all.
How are you, Moira?
I'm good.
Excellent. Where are you, by the way?
I'm up in Tala.
Tala, lovely stuff. And what is it today? What's the plan? Anything going on?
Plan is to get my hair done today.
Oh, very good, yeah.
It's a hairdo day, PJ.
And describe to us now what do you're getting done.
Well, I'm getting my present colour stripped, and I'm going to get a new colour, a lovely brown colour.
Oh, lovely. Right. So this is a big one now. You're changing it. That's a big deal, isn't it, changing the colour? I mean, not that I'd know. I mean, I could literally paint me head any colour I want.
It's the hit bit you should be playing, because I think those haircuts cost about 1,700 quid or something. It's an expensive job. Like
Fortunes.
Well,
listen, let's... maybe if you win this prize, Maury, you could go for the, you know, forget about going for the brown, go for the purple.
Oh, God, yeah. Give me an idea there.
Sure, you'd be rocking around Tala owning the place with a big purple head of hair on you.
Owning it is right. Right, listen, the very best of luck with this, Moira. Here's what we have for you. We've got 60 seconds for you to try and get at least 13 correct answers. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Very best of luck. Here we go.
In relation to Moe's ring, what do the initials MPH stand for?
Pass.
Miles per hour, which pair of organs is joined to the voice box by the trachea?
Oh, your throat?
The lungs. The film The Commitments was set in what Irish city?
In Dublin.
How many sides does a parallelogram have?
7.
4. Celtic and Rangers are football teams from what Scottish city?
Aberdeen.
It's Glasgow. Complete the commonly used phrase, hook, line and what?
Hook, line and sinker.
Yeah. In the comedy series Fawlty Towers, what's the name of the waiter from Barcelona?
Manuel.
Yeah, what is the relationship between the singers Naina Cherry and Eagle Eye Cherry?
They're brother and sister.
In which organ of the human body are the ventricles and the atria located?
Your heart.
The Italian language is directly descended from what Italian language of the Roman Empire?
Latin.
Yeah. What fruit is traditionally used for a sauce that accompanies roast pork?
Applesauce.
Yes.
That's the one, yes,
well done.
I said Italian twice in that question when I shouldn't have, and you still got it right, so fair play to you.
Right, I thought there was a few sticky ones in there.
A few sticky ones, all right, Jeff.
Bloomin' heck is right, but you still did okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers, Moira. Not bad at all.
Not
too bad at all. But to be fair, I suppose 12 is a bit of a chase, isn't it?
Yeah, you have a bit of a mountain to climb there, in fairness. Yeah,
absolutely. Listen, good luck with the hairdo.
Thanks very much. Oh, yeah.
And don't forget to send. I was just going to say, don't forget to get a picture up.
Yeah, definitely do.
I will. Thanks very much, guys.
Not at all. Moira, have a great day.
Have a good one.